Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
And we just happen to be the pair that is hosting the New Life Perspectives radio show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And we also created the Cogno Movement System. So happy to see you again, Bill, today. We see each other every day, but it's always great to see you on camera.
Likewise. I'm really excited about today and our subject. It is something that is in all of our lives, and if it is not correct, then nothing really in our lives really works quite right. And that is our money situation. Now, it's been said that money is the most dense energetic substance on the entire earth. You know, when I learned that, I was like, it really resonated with me. I was like, man, that is true. You know, I thought about in all of humanity for millennia, as long as money has been around, there has been wars fought over it. There are disagreements in marriages. And one of the top two things, is arguments over money. So for millennia, people have been fighting, breaking up their love over money. Friends, people have been killed over money. This is not something ancient. This is today, all around the world. All around the world, no one is spared. And all of us go through our days with, you know, different transactions and feeling like, hey, you know, that's too much, or I didn't get my fare. I paid for this, you know, my money, and I want my money back, and all of that. And with that, it ends up adding to this density energetically of money. And so hence, think about it. It is so easy to get trapped in that energy, in that thought feeling complex that has been out there. Liz, I know that we've all experienced it. I know you've experienced it. I've experienced it.
You know, it's really so true. And it makes me think about this. We have a Happy Money seminar coming up December 3rd. And so this has been the topic of our conversation a lot, that the words happy and money don't go together in our society. I think there are societies where it does, but at least for us, like you said, we consider it the densest energy on the planet. We have to work hard for it. When we're little children, our parents are telling us, no, we can't afford that. Or do you think money grows on trees? Or I've worked hard for this money. It's always this idea that it's difficult and hard won. And yet we know this doesn't have to be true. There are people like Elon Musk, not that he doesn't work hard, but the man can fart and make $1 billion. For him, money seems like it is just, it's not an issue. He creates something and the money comes. So our question is this: could it be that we can actually create happy money, that we can find things that we love to do and make money? So consider this as well. We go to college for 12 years, let's say, and become a doctor. And then you're still working, you know, 16-hour days, grueling days, trading money for hours, exhausted, away from your family. Now, there might be some love in treating people and healing, but the exhaustion and the overwhelm of the work often gets the best of people who are in the medical field. A lawyer, that's considered a very good job. Many families of different cultures really want their kids to be a lawyer. Same thing, long hours, trading dollars for hours, and also doing things that really are probably not very uplifting and fun. You're going to see the dregs of society there. How many of us believe we have to trade hours for money? And how many of us believe that it has to be really, really grueling? Think about what you learn in church. Money's the root of all evil. Money's dirty. You know, if you're the rich man, it's easier for a man to ride a camel through the eye of a needle than to get to heaven. All this stuff really affects the thing that Bill and I are always talking about, your nervous system. We're pre-programmed to be in fight or flight about money, really genetically at this point in our DNA. It's passed down, but at least from a child. Unless you're a part of a family where money comes easily and people have learned to do amazing things for money. So Bill, let's talk about some of the people that are actually doing amazing things for money. Lately, one of my favorite new YouTube channels is called The Yes Theory. And it's a group of young men for the better part of 10 years who have traveled the country having experiences that they've wanted to have. Experiences that they love. Meeting amazing people, trying on new lives, and actually living from a place of love. It's a really, really sweet, sweet channel and a sweet thing to watch. And these guys just love each other. And over time, they've started making a decent living. So what are some that you've heard about, Bill? People are making happy money.
You know, the contrast that I see out there, and there is an amazing contrast. For example, I'll start with the downside, and that is the contrast of, for example, professions that are about fighting over money. And not all, but some lawyers, right? Some legal professions are all about that, right? And it's not that they're not doing good. You know, let's say they're trying to get money for somebody who was injured from the insurance company. And this money is needed for that person to get care for their whole life. But the insurance companies don't, you know, just give up, you know, the money freely. And it's like, oh, yes, I'm going to be, you know, very fair with you on this. A lot of times you have to get in and have a fight over it. But what that does is that fight, right, creates a fight over money in the person's lives. And what I see is that that doesn't stop with the insurance company. Someone else ends up fighting with them somewhere else in their life. So this push and pull over it is, it doesn't work.
No, let me jump in for just one second, Bill. The contrast, you said there's contrast both sides about lawyers. I happen to work with a lawyer who actually creates happy money. He invests and invests his time doing contracts for companies that do really good work or do something that's really, really fun and enjoyable. One of those, for example, is in your area, Bill, in San Diego. It's a guy who curates specialized events for people. Like, let's say you want to ride a jet ski from San Diego to Catalina and propose for your wife. They set that whole thing up. Or let's say you want to go to Nashville and you want to skydive and you want the best guy in the area. They set that thing up. So the whole thing is just a heck of a lot of fun. So he did go to school. He did become a lawyer, but he never chose the fight lane. He always chose the way that protects his client, makes sure everything is fair, and he chooses happy money.
There we go.
Possible.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's really not about the profession. It's about how you handle it within the profession, right? And so there's a subset of it that there's an awful lot of people that aren't in happy money. But this is a great example about you can choose any profession that you like and be in a place of enjoyment. There was a wonderful guy. He's passed away. And many people know the book Autobiography of a Yogi. This was one, a very famous book. And the author Yogananda passed away, I think, in the 50s or something like that. And one of his students was a monk, and he was a wonderful teacher of mine, Bert Goldman. And Bert Goldman one day said, "I only want happy money. I only want your happy money. I want the money that you really, really want to give to me and trade me for my teachings or my CDs or videos and different things like that." He said, "Don't, you know, if there's any point in time that this is not a happy transaction and you really want to, you tell me and I'm going to get that money back to you right away." And I noticed at that time, I was like, oh my God, you know, I've never seen it expressed that way. This man was filled with joy and a zest for life. Like when you get into his presence, you were like, oh my God, he's got a zest for life and it's really fun to be around. One thing that he really understood was that concept of, if I'm going to drag that money out of you, if I'm going to pull it out of you or coerce or manipulate or whatever be the case, I can only expect to have hardship, that kind of energy, that kind of transaction elsewhere in my life. So let's not do that. Let's have a different relationship. And I, like many other people, were like, absolutely, you know, I want to cut the check right away. You know, when you hear about whatever I could, you know, learn from him, right? It was really good. So anyway, me and Liz, you know, have adopted that same mentality. We only want people's happy money. And
it's true. And we really only want people part of our organization who are pleased and happy to be here, no hostages, you know, and we find that that's who comes to our work is people who are really ready, looking for something else and are at the place where they can understand what we do and they want to get in wholeheartedly. And a lot of those people become practitioners who then spread that to other people. So it really is, it's a great way to live. But I know there's people out there who are listening. In fact, a lot of people maybe changed the channel when they heard we were talking about money because it can be so, so painful. The ideas of money, things that have happened to you with money, things you've experienced. And you think, well, how can I be happy with money when I don't have enough? Well, I think the thing that we want to talk about in the next segment is what's actually happening in your body around money and where these things are located and how they can be changed. But before we do that, Bill, let's talk about a few more people that are really our examples of happy money. I'm looking at a lot of these kids on YouTube now. The next generation has learned how to do what they love and make millions of dollars. Kids are millionaires before they're 20. By, you know, singing a song on YouTube, talking about what they love. There is a woman that I love so much. She's a TikTok person. And my daughter shows her to me all the time because I don't actually have TikTok. But she is a paralegal, I think, or maybe an actual lawyer. What she does is she gathers together weird things that people say in the courtroom, like really weird things. And I'm sure it's daily. And then she reads them, doing weird things with glasses as she's saying it on TikTok. People adore her. There are girls who have learned how to do their own makeup, and they do it online while they're telling some kind of a joke. And people adore them, and the money just flows in. It's like you're saying people are throwing money at them to literally just be themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It is contagious to see somebody doing something joyfully well. Now, you know, I had heard all my life, you know, do what you love and the money will come. And I was like, I had spent probably, I don't know, nearly 30 years doing things I did not love. The money, I made a lot of it, and it was hard fought. And I found myself also in conflict, right? That all the transactions are, you know, beat them up in both directions.
Yeah.
So this was not happy money. You know, it was hard work, hard fought money, doing something that I did not love doing. And it wasn't until after meeting Liz Larson and us establishing this modality called Cogno Movement that I finally understood the fundamentals underneath what everybody was talking about. And that was that when you actually love something you do, it's not work, and you never turn it off. It is, Liz calls me, you know, in the mornings, or, you know, and she's like, ah, I was up last night and we can help a person with this situation by helping them, you know, do this move. And I'm like, yes, that'll work. And what about this? And then, you know, we're back and forth, and we truly love doing it and love helping people. And with that, it never turns off. And the creativity is off the hook. I can't even tell you how many neurological discoveries happen on a weekly basis. It's not like, oh, well, you know, we made this great discovery last year. No, it's like weekly, mind-blowing, oh my gosh. You know, a miracle happened here for this person with this, they were suffering with this, another miracle. And it is literally multiple times a day. So that, whether it's playing a guitar or whether it's, you know, like the work that we do, which is we help people with physical and emotional and athletic, different problems that are really hard to solve. And we love helping them with it all day. It's like, it's a joy, right?
It's really true.
It's a joy. And that, yeah, that's about the only way we can describe it, a joy.
So let's take our break and we'll hear some great words from the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll give you the nuts and bolts about why we all feel this way about money. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Bill was just sharing how much he and I really love our work. And it's true for me too. Until we found this work, I didn't understand what it meant to love your work. It was always about working to make money. You know, you got to work. You got to go to work. And I think what you said, Bill, is that you heard the adage, and Oprah said this, you know, she brought this to the mainstream media. Do what you love and the money will come. And I think most people wanted to just throw themselves off a bridge for her saying that. And there's a reason for it. That in our physiology, in our bodies, and at least in our Western culture, love and money in the same sentence, those are some dirty, dirty words. If you're a person who loves money, you're the worst kind of human there could be in our culture. And also, we can't put them in the same category neurologically. We love in one part of our body. So if you think about something you absolutely love, even if it's chocolate chip cookies, you feel a way about it. And then if you think about money, like think about your bank account right now and the bills coming up, you feel another way about it. They're not congruent in our nervous system. So this is a vernacular that Bill and I use, and we're going to explain it to you over the next 15 minutes or so, how you can recognize where your body is managing the fight or flight around money and where your body is managing the non-fight or flight around the things that you really love and enjoy, and then help you understand how there really is a bridge to have them be in the same place in your body. It really is possible to feel like money is your friend, like it's sweet, like it's this darling relationship. You know, it's there when you need it and you take care of it too. You're conscientious. So let's start out, Bill. Where do you want to start with? Why is it that people have a physical feeling about money, and where is it for a lot of people?
So that's so interesting. You know, for everybody, stay tuned. At the end, we're going to do an exercise, as we do in every episode here on New Life Perspectives Radio Show. At the end, we always do an exercise for you. That's a real secret that is going to help to change your life. So we're going to actually walk you through this process. But it is a feeling that we have that is involuntary, right? We don't choose how we feel. We simply do feel it. So the very first part of this is that it is our subconscious. Our subconscious rules 95% of what's going on in our life. We only have 5% of our life that is ruled by the conscious mind. So how does the subconscious do that? Well, it's extraordinarily simple. The subconscious exploits the physical body by creating a feeling. It creates a feeling somewhere in the body, whatever that feeling might be. And with that feeling in the body, we will act in accordance with it. So however that feeling is, that is exactly what we're going to think and do. Now, I am part of a family of 12 kids. So with 12 kids in the family, we have lots of different personalities. So over the decades, I've been able to see how people and their personalities play out in their lives. You know, I'm just using this close relationship, right, with, you know, the 12 siblings. Now, I'll start off with some of the siblings feel as if they have had things hard in their life and that there is never been enough. There's never been enough tension. There's never been enough understanding. There's never been enough love. And there certainly hasn't been enough money. Now, the weird thing is that when, let's say, for example, we'll go out to dinner and those particular people will be the last ones to get out their wallet and pay. And if they do pay, what it'll be is they'll forget to put the tip in. They'll only say, oh, I you know, it was $20 and here's, you know, $20. And, you know, there's tax plus there's the tip, right? Now the funny thing is that I also, strangely enough, have the opposite in our family. There are family members that are no economically better off. Like if you looked at jobs and how much income comes in, but, and just from that job perspective, right? But they're like, oh, heck, let me cover this one. And they give a generous tip to the waiter. And those same people that do that, the most amazing thing that they say, it's like, and I talked to them about it, and they said, you know what? It's really like I cannot give it away. It just keeps coming back to me. One of them described it kind of like some sort of, they were laughing. It's like some sort of biblical loaves and fishes, you know, where this never-ending funnel that just keeps coming back to them. And it's true. They are so joyful and so generous, and they live in their heart in this joy. They do what they love doing. The others have done things in my previous life, like me, where they hated it, right? And they're you know, somewhat spiteful, and money is not happy whatsoever. So anyway, I just find it incredibly interesting that it is one big infinity symbol. It's one big return to sender. And this, although this has been going on for the better part of 60 years, which I've witnessed, but the big realization here is Liz Larson and the things that she had discovered with CogniMovement have changed that. It's no longer necessary to live that way. This is an automatic response. Just as much as the automatic response of generosity, the automatic response of that feeling of lack, they are in different parts of the physical body. They are a neurological response. And the siblings that are suffering, don't realize that they simply are feeling something in their body and they don't have a tool to make the feeling go away or access this other.
So let's talk for just a second about this. What are we really talking about? What we know is that, and we've witnessed it again and again and again, we have all the stories on the planet, we'll tell a couple, that the signal from your body is literally how you feel. If when you're sitting at that dinner table and you're thinking, man, if I don't want to give more than $20 because, you know, that might be taken advantage. And last time, so-and-so, they didn't give the tip. And I, right, you're sending a signal from your body, from the body to the mind, from the mind, brain to the body, back and forth, and it creates a field because it's an electricity moving round and round and round. It's more than electrical. It's hormonal and chemical. So not only can the people around you feel your tension around money, feel your little miserly moment, they can smell the cortisol in the air. They can sense it. You can't physically smell it, you know, with your logical mind, but it's there. Our bodies are set up to account for a threat. So everybody around you feels it, smells it, they know it. You have set up a framework for not enough. I don't have enough. I may not get this back. And what happens is there's a greater field of all of us around us, always interacting. We're always interacting with everything around us, you know, the table, the chair, everything. Money is no different. It's going to find its match. That's all it's going to do. If it's finding I don't have enough and this money is hard won, that's what'll match. You'll get more of that. But the family members that Bill's talking about who give generously and happily, their body emits a different signal. It's just a physical thing. The signal that sent the energy that's out and around them and interacting with everyone else is, yes, of course, there's enough. Yes, of course, there's going to be more. And that signal is going to simply find its match as well. But there's more than that. The more is that when your body's not assessing a threat, like I don't have enough, it actually sends the energy to parts of your brain that come up with new ways to think about things. Well, what if I did this with my money? And ooh, look at that, there's an opportunity. And hey, I think I can actually make something of this or that. But when you're in a physical state, when your body clenches down, when you're seized up, when you're in that miserly feeling, your body is tied up in its energy with that, chasing down that threat, keeping you safe and alive. There's no extra energy for opportunities, for thinking. All you can say is, I'm stuck in this place and there's really no way out. So there's a lot of things going on in a body that keep you where you are, but the good news is it can be changed.
Yes. You know, that was brilliant, Liz. And you know, this is really true with our brain. Literally, when we are feeling that lack and that struggle, it literally shuts down the brain. There becomes only a few options. If you look at the easiest way to do this is look at your friends, right? And you can look at any category of life, moving, relationships, even, you know, what restaurant you could go to, doesn't matter what it is. But people that are stressed out in fear, something in that doesn't feel good spectrum of feelings, the brain shuts down. There are limited possibilities. And look at the people that you know that are in joy, like that enjoy their work or feel good. Notice that there is an openness, that possibilities, they think of different ways of doing things. It literally makes you smarter. But those people that are in that state, I gotta tell you, not their fault. I know we want to look at them and say, God, you're a little bit stupid, but it's really not their fault. Their body is creating a feeling, and then the brain literally shuts down, and they don't have a tool to change the feeling in the body. And the body, those feelings in the body rule the mind. That, I think, is really a key point to understand, which I did not understand. I thought, you got to be mentally strong and you change your mind. Oh, guess what? You're fighting against the subconscious, which is those feelings in the body.
Yeah, this is why people go to therapy for this kind of thing for years and years, and nothing changes, because it's not the mind that's the issue. It's that physical automated response, how you feel. So let's give everybody a tool, Bill. Let's take our break right here. We'll hear some great words from the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll show you a simple way that you can start to shift this. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right. So we're back and we're talking about a way to change that automated response. So let's just clarify that one more time. It's when a situation happens in your life. So let's say you got to pay a bill, you got to look at your bank account, or, you're hoping for something to change in your career, to make more money, bring more in, you decide you need more. And all of a sudden, you get that very familiar feeling in your body. And it feels like stuck. It feels like panic. Feels like anxiety. Maybe feels like somebody punched you right in the head. Your blood pressure goes up. Your blood sugar goes down. You're sweating. You're in fear. That's what we're talking about. Or even just that little bit of, it just kind of niggles in your stomach, like this just doesn't feel comfortable. We're talking about that automated response that then sends a signal to your brain, we're not safe. Something's wrong. We need to handle this problem. So what can we do, Bill McKenna, to start to shift that feeling? Because we know it's not the logical mind. We know it's the body. What do we do?
All right. Well, here we go. How does that all make me feel? And specifically, where do I have this feeling in my body? This feeling related to income, bills, portfolio, interest rates, all of it. Notice where you feel something. It could be anywhere in your body. Notice where you have a particular sensation. There are three things to notice. Where in my body do I have a sensation? What is the quality of that sensation? What is the intensity of that sensation? Now, this core feeling that you have, wherever it is, now you know that default sensation. Notice if you would call it a good sensation or not. So for some of you, it will be wonderful. It'll be ecstatic. And my guess is, for those of you who have that, you have a wonderful situation going on. Because life external to you will reflect that feeling, whatever that is. For the masses of you, you probably have somewhere that there's a little bit of tension, doesn't quite feel very good. I certainly don't like the feeling. So this is our core repelling feeling, right? We repel positive situations with this sensation. Now we're going to learn about and experience our core attracting and positive sensation. Think about the times in your life when you had a wonderful situation financially. There has been a time, maybe you were a child and somebody gave you a $5 bill to go down to the store and get some candy. It's like, oh, get them all the candy you want. Here's $5. Now, might not have been that. It might have been a little later in life. Maybe somebody even had loaned you money to get something you really wanted. They trusted you. Somebody trusted you with money. Think about the time maybe when you got your first paycheck. You went out and earned some money. And then it was yours, and you could do what you wanted with it. Think about a time when maybe you even found money. Maybe there were times in your life where you got a windfall. The amount doesn't matter. Meaning, what I mean by that is that it's relative. It's all relative. For you, notice how it felt. Notice where there's a sensation in your body. Be back in the time and place when the windfall occurred, when the income came in, when it was greater than what you had hoped for. Now, certainly, you may have found yourself in a situation where you were like, oh, well, then we lost that. Don't think about that. Only go to the time and place when it occurred, when you got that positive windfall, the money came in. Maybe even somebody had forgiven a bill. You owed a bunch of money and then it was like, yeah, forget it. And you felt all this relief. Maybe there was something positive that happened in the judicial system for you. Take yourself to the time and place where you could really feel the wonderful abundance of money in your life. Notice where you have a sensation in your body. You know, we have something called a mirror neuron in our brain. You may have noticed your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, some close friend also get a windfall and seeing their joy. With this mirror neuron in our system, it actually gives us the good feeling too. You can take yourself back to those times when you're like, oh my God, I'm so happy that it all worked out. And look at that. They got it. Let yourself feel it. Notice where that is in the body.
Or did you ever find money just on the street somewhere, like $100 when you needed it? Like, imagine that feeling. We've all had it where we found some money. We're like, whoa, there's money. And a lot of times it's right when we needed it the most. Or when that extra money just flowed in exactly when you needed it, it was there for you. It just supported you exactly at that time. We've all had it. Might be harder to find, but go back and find that place where it really showed up when you needed it.
Yeah. Now, with noticing that good feeling in the body, notice the location of this good feeling. Notice the quality of this good feeling. Notice the intensity of this good feeling. Allow this good feeling to expand. Simply put your attention on this part of the body and allow that great feeling to simply grow, not resisting it, not going back to other times of life. The only focus is on all of these times of life that the abundance rolled in, the money was there, the bills went away. It was all good. There were possibilities. Let that feeling grow and grow and grow. And now, with all of your attention on this great feeling, all of your attention with this great feeling, what we're going to do is we're going to do this technique where we map this in to your body. Now, only do this if you're, don't do this when driving or anything like that. No working on anything else. This is a chair or a couch type scenario. Enjoy the feeling. And now what we're going to do is move our eyes in a huge figure eight, like an infinity symbol that's in front of you. You move your eyes in a big, huge figure eight on its side. You're just making like a huge figure eight. You go up one wall, across the ceiling, then down to the other, across the floor, up the other wall, across the ceiling, and then down again. Like you're tracing a figure eight on its side with your eyes. You're going and moving the eyes in a huge figure eight on its side. And as you do this, you're focused on that wonderful feeling, wherever that is, in your body. And now, we're going to map in an automatic response where you can get this feeling anytime. We're going to do that through a little song that almost everybody knows. Ready? Feel the feeling. Put your attention on that feeling. All of the abundance. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, QRSTUVWXYZ. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? Beautiful. You take a breath. What we've done is we've used a pattern that you already know. You already know this pattern, and we've utilized that pattern to help to anchor this feeling into your body of that abundance. Next time that you are feeling not so good, and you're like, you know what? I don't feel so good about the finances. Just put your attention back on this positive part and sing the ABCs. It will come back. This positive feeling will automatically come back. And the reason that this is so important is as this feeling is inside of you, will be reflected outside of you. The material universe changes.
Liz? All right, you guys, if you give this a try and something amazing happens, we want to hear about it. Please message us, info@cognomovement.com. If you want a few more of these techniques, go to our YouTube channel, cognomovement.com. And there are some mini techniques. It'll say happy money mini technique that Bill and I both put up with you for you. They're a couple of minutes long and you can continue the process. If you know that you're really ready to change the way money happens in your life, join us December 3rd for Happy Money. Cognomovement.com, upcoming events is where you click. Sign up for that class. We would absolutely love to see you there. We know that if we can change this with just a handful of people, each of you can help change about 1,000 other people with it. So it's important. We can change the planet and we can start to love what we do, do what we love, and live really happy, prosperous lives with it. Thanks for that, Bill McKenna. We've run out of time. We'll see everybody again next week. In the meantime, be safe, be well, and consider being wealthy.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.